Hello, I'm Joe Tomlin at the Edinburgh Fringe talking with some dancers. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Eowyn Emerald. I'm the choreographer and a dancer in the show.
My name is Chase Hamilton. I am a company dancer.
My name is James Mapes. I'm the technical director and lighting designer.
So where are you all from? Different countries, places?
Yes, I am from Portland, Oregon, West Coast.
I'm from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
I'm from Portland, Oregon as well.
Okay. So what style of dance do you choreograph?
So it's contemporary, but it's influenced by jazz and ballet as well.
Yeah. And you choreograph for everyone, for all the shows?
Yes, I do. It's partner heavy. There's a lot of partnering, and so each dancer has a little bit of influence when it comes to lifting, but mostly it's all my moves.
So as you're from different places, where do you get together and rehearse?
So I moved to Aberdeen about a year ago, and so my other two dancers are based in Glasgow, so I either go down and visit them or they come up to me. I flew Chase over in mid-July, and he started rehearsing with the company on the 15th. And then James joined us end of July.
So what inspires you to make your dances?
Most of them are from personal stories. There's a couple pieces in the show that have political leanings to them, but mostly drawn from personal experiences.
And when you're dancing, is there a story or characters behind what you're doing?
Absolutely. I, for one, am really big on developing my character and developing the purpose behind what I do, so it's really motivated from something as authentic and real as I can muster.
Yes, it was just mentioned that there's a lot of partnering. How does that work for you? Have you done a lot of training with partnering?
I have indeed, and most of the show I partner with Miss Eowyn, and she is quite a fantastic partner, so it's really a joy to work and move with her. It's great.
And how about you? Tell me about what you do. I know during the show you weren't dancing.
No.
Tell us what you were doing.
From the beginning, Eowyn and I talk a lot about like what pieces are going to be in the show. It's always her decision, but she asked me for input and stuff. We've been working together for many, many years now. And then I handle the sound files and when those happen, and then I do all the lighting design. So I set all the levels and the concepts and the colors and how bright or dim it's going to be, and then I run the show as well. And running the show in a space like the Fringe is really fascinating because we do 21 performances in 23 days or something like that. So there's an endless amount of little fiddling that I can do to get as exact the right timing as I can. So.
Who does the sound design and chooses the music?
I choose the music.
What do you base that on? How do you find it? Because it's very varied.
Yeah, it is. I don't really know how to answer that question. I am drawn to music that I immediately see something to. But like I said, most of my stuff has a story behind it. So sometimes I do know what I want to create, and then I go and I find music. I'm drawn to a lot of piano, a lot of violin. I do like indie alternative music, as you can see in this show.
There was a lot of, probably 50% of the music has vocals, which is a bit unusual. Could you explain why you choose to have songs with vocals in your show?
Again, it's just what music I'm drawn to. It's not necessarily, oh, I want words. Most of the time, I'm not even listening to the words. And often, that's actually why I like Alt-J, because you can't always follow it. You know, it's not necessarily like a story.
Yeah, I was going to say, of the music that you do choose that does have lyrics, I mean, it's very rarely like boy met a girl, here's the relationship. It's all very, I mean, it's another instrument that's layered on top of everything else. I mean, the closest we get is the Lumineers, and even that is really just more of a pastiche than a story.
Yeah, and that,
you know?
that dance was set prior to us picking the music. We layered that music on top of the piece after the dance was choreographed.
And tell me a bit about your background as a dancer. What made you want to be a dancer?
Well, I sort of stumbled into it. I had to take a physical class as a part of school. It's required. And I went to an art school, so it was taught by a dance teacher. And he saw something in me and said, hey, you should keep dancing. And I just kept at it. And the fact that I could, that my body was the art, I just really connected to. You know, you don't need a brush or a pencil or anything. You just need yourself. And there you've got it.
And what about you? What about your background?
Yeah, so my grandparents put me into dance very early on. So I've been dancing since I was 3. But when I hit 11 or 12, I went to a new school, which is completely art and academic sort of meshed into one another. And we had to choreograph. So I started choreographing when I was 11. I first fully produced a show when I was 16. And then from then on, it's just been ongoing since that. But I've always known I wanted to choreograph. Once I started doing it, I was like, this is for me. I love it.
Do you have a preference, choreographing over dancing?
I'm getting to the point where I don't necessarily feel like I have to dance anymore. But I do really enjoy performing. So, especially in a venue like, or a festival such as this, you get so many performances. Usually it's like 1, 2, 3 shows, you're done. Move on, next project. So it's really nice to be able, like James was saying, to sort of finesse your show mm-hmm. in 21 times.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Given how spread out you all are, where is your next gig?
Our next gig is in Shanghai. We're going to Dance Stages Festival, and then our next gig is in Aberdeen mid-October.
Well, I guess we'll say goodbye now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.